Welcome to Planning for Retirement with Scott Nelson. Plan well, retire happy.
Welcome back, folks, to another episode of our podcast where we demystify all things finance. I'm Scott Nelson, your host, and as always, I'm joined with my co-host, Elise Azaris. Hey, Elise.
Hi there. Today we've got a topic that's crucial for our listeners, especially those who are in or nearing retirement. RMDs, required minimum distributions, and QCDs, qualified charitable distributions.
Absolutely, Elise. These terms might sound a bit technical, but they're critical for anyone with retirement accounts like 401ks or IRAs or 403bs or 457s or etc. Let's start with the basics. What's an RMD and why do we need to know about it? An RMD is the amount that you must withdraw from your retirement accounts each year once you reach a certain age, usually 73, thanks to recent changes in the law. The IRS hasn't had a shot at taxing these dollars yet, and they want it. And the penalties for not taking RMDs can be steep. The penalty is currently written as 50% of the amount you should have withdrawn. Also, the full RMD must be withdrawn and is taxable. A person therefore might receive only 25% of the withdrawal after taxes and penalties are taken out. So it's not something to be taken lightly.
Yes, but here's the thing, Scott. RMDs are taxable, and they can cause more tax on Social Security benefits. So for retirees who don't need the money or don't want to see their tax bill skyrocket, they can explore a little known strategy called a qualified charitable distribution.
The QCD. Don't you love acronyms?
Yes.
Here's where things get interesting. So with a QCD, you can satisfy your RMD by directing the money to a charity of your choice. And this amount won't be added to your taxable income. It goes directly from your retirement account to the charity of your choice.
That's right. And it can have some significant tax benefits. It's a way for retirees to reduce their taxable income and make a charitable impact at the same time. So, Scott, how does someone go about making a QCD?
Well, it's relatively straightforward. First, you have to be 70 and a half years old or older to make a qualified charitable distribution. This harkens back to the day when RMDs had to begin at 70 and a half. You then contact your financial institution or your financial advisor, the one holding your IRA or other tax-deferred retirement account, and instruct them to make a qualified charitable distribution from your retirement account directly to your charity. So you'll typically need to specify the charity and the amount. And once the funds are transferred directly to the charity, they don't count as income for you. So it's not reportable on your return. So it can lower your adjusted gross income, potentially helping you avoid more tax on Social Security, higher Medicare Part B premiums, and other tax-related issues.
It is a powerful way to give back to causes you care about and save on taxes at the same time. But as with any financial strategy, there are some rules and limits to consider. And you should consult with a financial advisor to make sure it's right for your situation.
Absolutely. And that's the key takeaway here. While RMDs can feel like a chore, especially if you don't feel like you need the money right now and you're just moving it from one pocket to another, they also represent an opportunity to support the causes that you're passionate about through qualified charitable distributions.
And as always, when it comes to money matters, it's crucial to stay informed, consult with experts, and make decisions that align with your overall financial goals.
Well said, Elise. Thanks for joining us today, everyone. We hope that you found this episode on RMDs and QCDs helpful. Stay tuned for more personal finance-related topics on your favorite podcast platform. And of course, we'd like to thank our sponsor for today's episode, SLN Financial Inc., your trusted partner for financial planning, where we can help you plan well so you can retire happy. If you have any questions about RMDs, QCDs, or any other financial topic, be sure to reach out to us. We are licensed fiduciaries and qualified to advise you in all of your personal financial questions.
That's right, Scott. And as always, if you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover on our podcasts, don't hesitate to send us an email or contact us on social media.
That's it for today. Until next time, remember your money matters and so do you.
If you found this information useful, please share it. If there is something you hear that raises a question, you can sign up for our free consultation as well as sign up for our free newsletter. Visit askscottnelson.com to sign up. Thanks for listening. Remember, if you plan well, you can retire happy.
The information provided is for educational purposes only and is not intended as investment advice for anyone. All information discussed is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. The views presented today are those of SLN Financial Incorporated and do not necessarily represent the views of AlphaStar Capital Management, LLC. The opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and do not constitute financial, legal, or tax advice. Please consult your financial professional before executing any financial strategy. Investment advisory and financial planning services are offered through AlphaStar Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. AlphaStar and SLN Financial Incorporated are independent entities.